Okay, this is part two of the interview with Merv Lear, long-time resident of Preston. Now we're about to talk about some of the sporting activities in the area and some of the clubs that you belong to and that you participated in. Okay, Merv, over to you.
Okay, well, tennis was one of the great social games of the 21st century. And, for example, one of the local clubs was known as the Preston Ladies Midweek Tennis Association. I only learnt about them about a year ago. but it was formed in the 1950s. It was finally wound up in 2008. And in that time they raised large sums of money from competitions and with other tennis clubs to be donated to charities.
Oh, they probably got some mentions in the Preston Leader for things like that,
didn't they? Oh, sure they did. And I wish I could have gone through all of their books, which I only received on Saturday.
Okay. Well, any additional information that you come across when you do get through them will be more than grateful to.
I thought I had to mention what I knew about them.
Oh, yes.
And,
absolutely.
And it's pretty tedious stuff for their minutes of meetings and things. However, there's a lot of information there, I'm sure. Football was the local Bull Ants team. I'm not sure of the names of the early football clubs and whether there were associations with Croxton and Northcote.
There may be. I do know have information on the Bull Ants, which we already have on the encyclopedia. But
Not being a footy fan, but I always look up the Bull Ants to see how they went.
Oh.
And they seem to have done pretty well this year, let's hope they win the premiership. rowing in the early days of Edwards Lake development, a very large active rowing club existed, and they held competitions on the lake, and these were for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
In separate sections, and they began their activities in 1891.
Now, was that at Edwards Lake?
Edwards Lake, yeah.
Okay, yes, there's the...
There were then... a new weir was built to dam back the water for the lake in 1919, and after Thomas Dyer Edwards donated parkland adjacent to the lake, this gave about half a mile of rowing water.
Right.
So just long enough to get up speed.
Yeah.
the rowing club competed throughout Victoria, and since there were various clubs, since then various clubs have used the lake, and the Preston Anglers Club, for example, used it, and the Sailing Club used it, and there was a motorboat club.
Right, now I understand from someone too that the boathouse that is there now is actually not the original location for it. It was on the other side.
Yes. Now, if you were standing on the top of the dam wall, mm-hmm. Which is the end of,
it's just near the roundabout, almost opposite the current hotel.
Yeah, near there. And you look across the lake towards the park where the tall pine trees are.
Yes.
You'll see a little jetty. A little has bollards sitting along a bricked pavement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all the yachts were, or the boats rather, were launched.
Ah, right.
And the Anglers Club and the club rooms for the rowing boats.
Mm-hmm.
We're just up where the oval is, up the bank on the site on the prison oval.
Oh, okay. So actually across the road from...
If you're standing on the dam wall looking north across the lake, mm-hmm. it's on your right-hand side.
Yes.
Westwards.
Yeah, okay.
Now, the Preston Anglers Club, the sailing clubs and the motorboat clubs... all competed around Victoria,
so would have been
amongst
real,
other clubs.
Real so, hive of so, activity there.
Yes, and I didn't have time to look up the photograph of the Anglers Club to see who put up the money to build it.
Right.
It's quite a nice building, and yes. There's a good picture in the files.
Okay.
In the library, I think.
Right.
Now, golf, apart from the Bundoora golf club, several other golf clubs existed in Darebin. The Repatriation Hospital had a 9-hole course. The Highlands Park in Kingsbury had a golf course, and that stretched along the western side of the Darebin Creek.
Oh,
in
right.
The Creek Valley. It's all built on now with housing estate stuff. And there was a driving range next to the Preston Cemetery on Plenty Road. It's still there.
Okay.
And there was also a golf course at Mount Park for staff and patients. And so I'd say golfers were well catered for.
Indeed.
And I think there's a golf course in Northcote.
Yes, that's yes. Right there. Down Normanby Road?
Yeah, not sure.
Yeah. I have driven past
Banks of Mary Creek.
So the sports people were pretty well catered for, as you say, not just the golfers, but sailing people and things like that as well.
Okay. Now, local council, I've had a lot of contact with the Preston and Darebin councils over the years. Mm-hmm. I've been secretary of the society for a long time, and then I've been president for the last 20 years. And in that time, I've been members of various committees. I'm currently a member of the Bundoora Homestead Arts Centre Board of Directors, mm-hmm. And also the Access Gallery Committee at the Homestead. Also a member of the Bundoora Park Advisory Committee. And I chair the City of Darebin's Collections Advisory Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a member of the City of Darebin's Heritage Study Committee. They're all the active ones at the moment.
How did you actually get involved with the local council in the first place?
Well, that's going back a long way. Possibly when Harley Forster was researching his first book.
That's right, Preston.
Preston.
It's lands and its people.
I was a member of the Historical Society that just joined at that time, and they needed people to research the photographs, find out what they were. They had lots of photographs, didn't know anything about them, so the Society asked members and others to come in and identify them for us. So that was my first job. And then there was another little booklet that was called it's a little thin. I can't think of it.
I know the one you mean.
Anyway, when they were researching that, mm-hmm. I got involved in the actual proofreading and then the preparation for the printer. So it was all sorted, put together, and it was sent off to the printer. So that was
approximately when?
Oh, 1970s.
Okay.
Mm. Harley Forster was about 1965 or thereabouts. I just went on from there, I suppose. I got involved in other things, and I got hauled in to do they had a very strong social life, Historical Society, and they were always running afternoon teas for the ladies, and they'd have a monthly bus trip somewhere or a car trip somewhere to see something. Or
and was this to raise money for the society to buy artefacts or whatever?
Yeah. Or pay for afternoon tea and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so it became a very strong social group.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of historians amongst them. They all had memories.
Yes.
Which over the years I extracted.
Yeah.
And but in the past, I suppose, I've helped so many people research some of the projects, other books. Brian, Carol and Rule, I helped.
Yes.
In fact, it's virtually half my book. I wrote most of the stuff for them, a lot of the stuff for them.
Mm-hmm.
And and then they rewrote it in their own style, you know, kept the tense right and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And however, I've also given a lot of historical talks to various groups, visited other societies to give talks. I've been up to Bundoora Homestead. I give talk and tea talks.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to La Trobe University and given talks there to the wildlife group at the La Trobe,
mm-hmm.
given them
mm-hmm.
talks about their stuff, about mm-hmm. the wildflowers.
Yes.
And photography is another hobby of mine, and I've taken a lot of pictures of a magnificent group of wildflowers, natural, in their pristine state.
Mm-hmm. Any of the people actually on the council or any of the mayors sort of stand out in your memory as maybe characters? Perhaps, or...
Oh, yes, I can't remember all their names now, you know, you forget. But, John Hall's been a bit of a character over the years.
Sorry,
John Hall.
John Hall, okay.
And the butcher, what was his name? I can't remember them.
Okay, I was just trying to think if there if there were some particular people on the council who were involved with maybe things that you were doing or who kind of stood out in your memory.
Yes, there are, but I can't think of their names. And,
well, I might follow that up with you because I'm actually doing something.
I'll think
to
about
do with
it, then get another.
Yeah.
I'll come
round
to your office.
Okay.
So,
were there any sort of momentous decisions made by the council in the 50s and 60s? Anything that stands out? That
oh yes, yes. There've been lots of things like that. There've been the decision to convert the city hall to office space. That was one of their bad decisions.
Right.
I was on the committee that was, there was about 50 people on that committee, and they would meet about every 2 months, and I was one of the ones that pushed for a separate building to be constructed, mm-hmm. as you've got, and that the city hall be returned to the people, and that at that time the Shire Hall was office space, been divided up into office space, and I requested that be returned to the people.
So this was around about when?
Oh, I don't know, 12, 14 years ago, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, quite a lot.
Was that when we went through the amalgamation stage?
Before that.
Before that, okay.
Yeah, before that. About that time, of course.
Right.
About that time.
Because the amalgamation was 1994.
Yeah, I think it might have been just before that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything sort of prior to that in the 60s or so that you can think of that was a momentous decision to do with, that affected people in the area particularly? Other than the rates going up?
Oh, No, they sort of ran along quite smoothly. They introduced better garbage services. We used to have old trucks and things. Then we got a decent pickup set up and garbage containers and so on. No, they were just a fairly ordinary council with their own bickering and their own hierarchy, and there were people that got elected by popular vote and got hounded until they chucked it in.
And were they mostly people who were perhaps shop owners, businessmen?
Oh, most of them were. We had a fishmonger as a mayor once. Mm-hmm. We had butchers and so on. So tradespeople were well represented.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably their most momentous decision in the early days was to get rid of the tanneries and to enlarge a shopping centre and make a market.
Probably the most important
central Preston projects devised, except for the town hall. what else? I'll list some of the committees that were going at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was the battle to save Panch Hospital.
And that would have been around about...
I'd have to look up the date. I couldn't think of it.
Okay.
It's only half an hour ago I wrote this. and also there was a committee to work towards the building of a medical centre in Bell Street. Mm-hmm. Also called Panch, to replace the physio stuff for specialists. Then there was the Woods Pioneer Store was demolished. That was one of the tussles that the Historical Society had. The car yard that wanted to pull it down to make display space. It was taken to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal and we lost. And that night they pulled it down and it was in big bins and carted away by 9 o'clock. All blue stone blocks. So they didn't waste any time because they knew we had appealed.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a pity we didn't get the chance. We would have saved it. Mm-hmm. Discussed that design. So you did get the new multi-storey office block after all. That was one of the big things.